The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Welcome and good morning, everyone, to Radio Boomers Live. Hello, Aretha.
Welcome. Good morning.
Well, these holidays sure roll around fast, Aretha. How are you doing now? Because you all recovered and ready to go? You all charged up?
You know, when you get to be our age, turn around and something curtains, they turn around again, something else is bruised. It's just amazing. Youth is truly wasted on young. Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how much I see the doctors now. But I guess the good news is I'm able to go to the doctor. Okay, there are some alternatives. There aren't quite as good. So I'm doing much better. I was held prisoner at the doctor getting blood pressure checks last week. I'm good to go this week.
Okay.
And
Reese,
how are
you're
you
a little,
doing?
You're a little muffled, Reese, but that's okay. I'm fine. And you know,
I'll talk about why I'm muffled in a little bit. Go on.
Okay, that'll be tech time muffle. Okay, sounds good. No, you know, but it's so important that we talk about in our shows and our past shows. That, you know, you just got to keep moving. But it doesn't mean you got to hit the gym every day. It's just a little stretching and moving and drinking that water and getting some of those veggies in you. It's balanced out. Well, let's see. What do we got here? Today,
well,
the National Craft.
Let's go to Hot Topic Time first. And then
that's Hot Topic Time. You got it.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
So, okay, I'll start. My hot topic today is I went to the show. I got to get lots of entertainment this week. I saw Thor, Ragnarok. I don't know that Thor Ragnarok is a baby boomer's movie. I mean, it was okay. But I personally am getting really tired of these comic book characters. They do their best moves in the first fight, and then they have 10 more fights before the movie's over, but it's like watching the same fight. Over and over and over and over again. The CGI is great. It looks wonderful and everything, but kind of boring. No plot. What can I say? I also saw Roman J. Israel Esquire, which, as you probably all know, is the latest from Denzel Washington. And it was pretty good. Not extraordinary. I've heard there's Oscar buzz. I don't know. I've seen Denzel do better, but Denzel's always great. So what can we say? And then I also saw a play. It's called Spamilton. It's at the theater here in Culver City. And it actually was a good play. It's a takeoff on Hamilton, and they do parodies and stuff. It's really cute. So there's lots of entertainment going on for the holidays, so enjoy. And Jim, your hot topic.
Well, Reese, we got Bruce Lee, Jimi Hendrix, and Carolyn Kennedy's birthday today. And moving a little bit into the news here, tax cut could add, hold on to your hats, guys, $2 trillion to the debt. But the cost could be covered in the long run, according to Representative Jay Thime. Higher health care costs expected in 2018. That's what they've been talking about. North Korea is back on the list for state sponsor of terrorists. That increases their sanctions. Tens of thousands of people in Puerto Rico flee to Florida to escape really a dire situation in a devastated state. 500,000 expected to, on top of the million that's already left, a lot of them going to Florida. Indonesia, Mount Argo, I believe I pronounced it right, a big eruption, A-G-U-N-G, a big eruption closes the Bali's main airport, disrupting 445 flights. So if you're going to Bali, check the weather. Al Franken ashamed but not resigning over the sex allegations. The battle over who will lead the federal government's top consumer financial watchdog agency is now headed to court. The agency is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Representative John Coyer steps down from committee leadership position amid harassment accusations. There's so much of that going around. Efforts going on to avoid a government shutdown. And we've heard that before. Hawaii reinstates its attack warning siren to prepare for possible attacks. And Egypt militants fired upon a mosque. Officials say ISIS to blame in a mosque attack that killed 305. A miracle baby the size of a soda can defies the odds. Survival made it to 5 months old and still growing. Cinnamon could help weight loss by burning fat cells. And there you go, Ruth. What was the cost of the hurricane and Irma and Harvey? $150 to $200 billion. So that's just some of the stuff going on, Ruth.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, am I still sounding
kind of fuzzy too? Ruth, you're a little bit on the fuzzy side.
Okay, well, when we cut commercial, I'm going to call in on another phone and see if that's any better. So
okay, let's go to commercial. It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yes, indeed, we do it the easy way. Eric works very hard to make it turn out to be the easy way for a lot of people, and we have a very special guest on, guys, a very special guest. It's someone that's a real, you know, it gives you inspiration, and we've got a very, very big problem in this country, homelessness. And our guest, an amazing gentleman, multi-talented and has a big heart, Rodney Brown. He's a fundraiser speaker, also known as Rescue Rodney, a disaster team member who has sacrificed his personal savings, guys, personal savings, to house and feed the homeless. He also restores homes for the homeless. And he has Project New Life and works with the Shriners, the Red Cross. Just got a big heart. Rodney, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Rodney. Hello. And this is our was Retha, are you on with us? Retha was, she's doing a little phone work there. But anyway, she'll be back on in a second. And she's our tech lady,
okay,
too.
Okay, can you hear me on this line?
There you go. Hello, Retha. Hello. Yeah, you sound good. Retha, this is Rodney Brown. We call him Rescue Rodney. Retha Gray, Rodney.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, and
can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like one of those. Sounds a lot better, a lot better. But I was saying, Rodney has basically he's even invested his own money to help with all this that's going on with the homeless and feeding them and everything, so on and so forth. And Rodney, you've worked with the Shriners, the Red Cross. You wrote Project New Life. Tell us about what's going on, Rod. I mean, what kind of got you started in this, you know, this venture with helping so many people?
Well, I haven't quite made it to the Shriners yet, but I've been with the American Red Cross for more than 7 years doing disaster rescue. I'm on the disaster action team there. I've been there for 7 years, and I've been participating in helping develop affordable and low-income housing for homeless populations. And so some years ago, I wrote Project New Life, which is a social enterprise venture that brings affordable housing developers together with nonprofit organizations that provide services for different homeless populations. So we just built 37 brand new units for the homeless at 83rd and Figueroa. And we're on track to build another 400 units. We have 51 units under construction as we speak at Hyde Park Boulevard and West Boulevard in Los Angeles. And now we need to address the more emergency housing situation because it takes us so long to build ground up. I mean, it could take 14 months to build a building from scratch. However, yeah. Now we're looking at single-family houses and churches that have properties that we can create bed space. So we're now raising funds for seed money to create a larger crowdfunding campaign at www.projectnewlifela.com, where we're just raising the seed money to start a larger campaign. So we're asking churches that have bed space and those that have vacant homes and vacant buildings that we can rehab to provide emergency housing. There's over 57,000 homeless people in Los Angeles today, and thousands of these homeless residents are children under the age of 10 and seniors over the age of 70. And those are the most vulnerable ones. And if we can get them under a roof, then these other nonprofits can step up and provide other supportive services like healthcare and job training and those sort of things. So we're desperately looking for assistance in raising this $10,000 at projectnewlifela.com so we can build this larger platform to assist in the emergency housing. Yes.
That's amazing.
Now,
I heard
Rodney,
go ahead, Ray.
Have you heard about an increase in especially those populations, the seniors and the families that are being displaced now?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I was going to say, Rod, L.A. County's homeless jumps a staggering 23%, I read, as the need for it far outpasses housing. And what did you say? An estimated 58,000.
Correct.
Wow.
And thousands of them, I mean, literally babies
mm-hmm.
and seniors, 80, 90 years old that are in these tents and these cardboard boxes. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, think that when you say homeless, they think of people that are derelict or just drug addicts or alcoholics and, you know, everyone needs help, a hand up. But you have people out here with degrees. I mean, I meet people with PhDs that are in three-piece suits and trying to find, they're just living check to check. And, you know, one little thing happened in life, and now they find themselves in a tent. You know, there's people that have income. I mean, that would be able to pay $700, $800 for a bed space. Some of these churches that need to raise funds should step up and create bed space for some of these individuals that could pay for bed space. They could raise a lot of money for churches and organizations that way. And I think it's going to take for the church to really step up and rise up to this occasion in order to really make a big dent in this homeless crisis.
Yeah. Los Angeles, they say, tops the nation.
If churches have bed spaces or a lot of churches inherit homes and things like that, how would they get in touch with you to partner?
Yes, we're asking churches to call me directly at 310-351-4631, and we have the rehab crews, we have the maintenance crews, we have the handymen that can go there and actually fix the places up for them. This is another reason why we're raising funds for the larger crowdfunding campaign so we can assist these churches that have little or no money but have the real estate assets that would be able to provide that bed space. So they could call me directly at 310-351-4631, and we would visit the church. We would assess what the needs are to make it habitable, and then we could bring other services and nonprofit organizations that could support us in order to create these emergency bed space.
Okay. And they say Los Angeles tops the nation in chronic homeless, according to a federal report. It's probably because of the weather. They probably figure if you're going to be homeless, you might as well be homeless in Southern California.
Yeah, that's LA. Smart.
But the you know, one of the problems is the cost in L.A. I can't believe the prices they charge for a regular three-bedroom home or rent. You know, I see these homes renting for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and they're basically regular homes. They didn't pick the right place to come financially. I mean, it's so expensive in L.A. So what would you think? What it's probably more effective to, you know, maybe refurbish a six flat or a 12 flat rather than a four bedroom home, right? As far as somewhere to put your money?
Well, in most cases, it's almost the same as far as cost. It's almost the same as far as cost wise. We can take a six bedroom house and house about 12 people comfortably in a six bedroom house. The main thing is getting them off the street, out of that tent. Once they have an address, then right away the other social services can kick in, the health care can kick in because they have an address, and they get back on their feet rather quickly. Those that are living and to adhere to a sober living environment and that are looking just for an opportunity to be able to breathe and get a good night's sleep so they can get up and find a job. A lot of these homeless individuals and families are educated people that were just down on their luck, or a family died, or a member died or something, or a divorce or something like that. And they're just needing just a moment, 3 or 4 months, to be able to get back on their feet and get to supportive, permanent supportive housing. So if we could just guide everybody to ProjectNewLifeLA.com to help fund this larger crowdfunding campaign, we could help thousands.
I hear, the stats, I don't know if 50% or something of the homeless have issues that need to be addressed by a psychologist or psychiatrist, that, you know, there's.
Yeah, but most people, they think when you hear mental health issues, most people are thinking that they're all schizophrenic or catatonic, that sort of thing. Not the case. I mean, the Department of Mental Health steps in even if you're depressed or stressed out. And who wouldn't be stressed out or depressed if they were living in a tent? You know, so a lot of them, dual diagnosis to where they have some mental issue, which is, you know, stress or depression, along with some health issue, and all because they don't have a safe housing or, you know, a clean place to live and you know, that sort of thing. But it's not always where they need to be hospitalized or on medication and that sort of thing. And of course there is that situation as well, because a lot of chronic homeless people, you know, have been homeless for so long that the medication that they were given, they cannot continue to take the medication. And then once you start taking, you know, psychotropic drugs and that sort of thing, and then you come off of it, it makes the situation even worse. So, yeah, there are those that do need housing, I mean, hospitalization.
And I tell people all the time, you must realize some of these people have been homeless for 5, 10, 15, as many as 20 years. So they are able to survive on their own. Some of them just need an opportunity. They really do. Yeah. But like you said, chronic mental illness comes from living on the streets for 5 years. I don't think I'd last for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's two of the situations. Yes.
We really are out of time. But I want you to give your information again so people can get involved with crowdfunding. The churches can get in. Churches are always looking for opportunities to help to house people. This is an opportunity where they can partner with someone that can help them do it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Information again, Ryan.
So that's ProjectNewLifeLA.com. where they can go and help with the crowdfunding campaign, and they can call me directly at 310-351-4631.
Well, thank you, Rodney, for popping on. Hang in there, and we're going to go into Reese's report here. And great information.
Rodney. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right, hold on.
And it's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, the first Tech Time is going to be about an online magazine. I've talked about it before. I can't help but talk about it. I'm on the cover. It's shineonhollywoodmagazine.com. I'm on the cover, and it's a wonderful story that is about me. What can I say? Insight on page 24. So go to shineonhollywoodmagazine.com. But my Tech Time report is technically on the iPhone 10. Yes, I bought the iPhone 10. I had the 6. I skipped the 7. I skipped the 8. But I did get the iPhone 10. And I have to say, I really do like it. It is a bit of a learning curve that you have to get. It's a little different from the previous iPhone. It doesn't have that home button that I'm sure you've heard so much about. But it's a lot more swiping, so you do have to learn new swiping moves. And then it's not so much learning them as remembering which move does what. That's a little bit more. It does have some great features. I love the face reader. It works accurately for me. I don't know about anybody else. There's a lot of new features. Most people, if you have a phone, you don't need to jump to the iPhone 10. I needed the extra space because I do video on mine. I edit video on my phone. I do a lot of stuff. And I'm fuzzy because I'm using the new phone. So I'm going to have to check out that fuzzy sound and see what's causing that. It could be the case that I have on it. It could be the glass protector that I put on it, which is also what I do want to remind you. If you do buy a new iPhone, whether it's a 6, 7, 8, or 10, make sure you buy a case and that you cover that face, especially with the 10. The 10 is all glass, and it is made to break. So even if you have an older iPhone, you need to always keep it in a case. The iPhone 10, as I learn more about it, I'll let you know. And that's my Tech Time report. Jim, what's your Jim?
It's time for Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Hey, guys. Oh, we're just continuing on here. In one study, more than 8 out of 10 people, 85%, experience homelessness, reported having chronic health condition. It isn't just people in the street who are affected. A multi-city long-term Canadian study found that being vulnerable, housed, also contribute. See, it's vulnerability. Being vulnerability housed also contributes to poor health. People who are vulnerably housed face the same severe health problems and danger of assault as people who are homeless. And I want to see if I'm going to bring Rodney back on. He's such a special guest. I wanted to give him a little extra time. Rodney, you on with us still?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Rodney, I just I went over this report, if you heard it. People who are vulnerably housed, okay, face the same severe health problems and danger of assault as people who are homeless. So can you give us a little definition of that? Does that mean if there's a lot of people housed in maybe a dorm or something, they're vulnerable to theft and assault and so on as living in the street?
Well, yes. You have some unorganized landlords that are not reaching out for solid supportive services. Therefore, they're not doing the proper assessment and background checks. They're just taking people in off the street because they have monies, and they're putting different populations with the wrong type of population. So they're mixing different populations. and this causes for a lot of clashes. We're helping a senior citizen right now. She's over 60 years old and blind, and she was recently in a shared housing facility where she was robbed for a lot of money. And they didn't have a protocol. They didn't have rules. They didn't have type of house managers in place in order to protect the residents there. That's why with Project New Life, we work with well-funded and well-structured nonprofit organizations that have the proper house managers, security, and clinicians that understand how to house certain people. You can't house certain, you know, senior citizens with transitional age youth, foster youth. You know, you don't put children and families in with ex-offenders or Proposition 49 or AB 109 or Prop 47. You know, you have to understand, and then you have to have that capacity to do background checks and things like this. This is one of the reasons why we're raising these funds, to be able to assess the needs and the proper type of housing, you know, for different populations. It's very important, or you will subject them to vulnerable, you know, things like that that can happen.
That's why I wanted to bring this up, because I did some research, and Project New Life goes into the fine-tuned as far as who goes where, proper way to do it, not just putting a bunch of people at a location. And this vulnerability issue is, you know, it's a big issue where people, you know, the wrong people get together, the assaults and so on and so forth, that you guys have it down pat. And so anyway, I want to thank you again for coming on, Rodney. I just want to bring in and have you go over some of that, because it's such a great group you have and that you're working with. And I want to do some, we're going to be working with you, and you've touched base with the Easy Way environment, and we want to work with you, and just there's so much need out there for this. But thanks again for coming on, Rodney, and we will, we'd like to have you on again. Maybe we can get together at your next project. We'll do some films of Rodney in action.
Absolutely. I love it. Let's do it the easy way.
You got it. Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you. God bless.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Now that's what I'm talking about. And we've got the sun out with us, and it's always a great day when the sun is shining. And even when it's not shining, we have to go with the flow, don't we? Anyway, I do have a very special guest, and She's been on before, and she's always got so much stuff going on. She can keep us informed with many avenues. So we want to welcome back Rosalind Kahn. Good morning, Rosalind.
Hi, how are you, sweetie?
Oh, doing great.
I'm so happy to be back here on Easy Way. I just so much love your show, and you guys are absolutely awesome, both you and Jim and Eric and everybody. You guys are the top of the world. God loves you more each day with all the good stuff you do, especially helping out those homeless people. It's certainly a shame to be out on the street without a prayer. And, God, thanks for allowing them to have those extra few minutes so we can find a few more beds for people.
Yes, that's true. You know, before I actually started the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which is a living memorial for my mother who unfortunately had breast cancer, I really was on the pathway to doing something about the homeless. And I was downtown, and at that particular time, I was really on a campaign to save St. Viviana's after the big earthquake. And the homeless had camped out all around that church. There was a regular homeless city there. And I asked one of the people who was in the tents how he happened to be there. And he said that he had AIDS. And, you know, unfortunately, at that time especially, there was a big stigma about AIDS and, you know, people being afraid because, you know, that their spit is actually can be considered a weapon, you know, if it lands on somebody. He was just saying how he had a hard time because of that. And so, you know, and then there was a big building right across the street, and I thought, oh, that would make a great place for the homeless, you know, to settle in there. And now many of those buildings are being taken over, and they're being redeveloped, and the downtown area is really looking much better than it used to. But there's still a homeless population, still a large homeless population, and I do believe that Los Angeles has the largest homeless population in the nation, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm sure Rodney can give us the stats on that. But anyway, we're talking to you today about dogs. We're going to be talking about dogs and roses. And I'd like to ask you how you happened to come across that particular combination.
Well, you know, I'm really glad that you asked, because most people say dogs and roses. I don't get it. You know, one does doo-doo on the other, and why would you put the two of them together? So here's the story. This is especially important today during the holiday time, because a lot of people have joyous holiday times and can't think of a better time to get together with family, but there's a large percentage of the world that find the holiday times very depressing, of, you know, life not lived or the family they don't have and the ones they don't wish. And my book actually started out of depression. And the person I was working with, my life coach, asked me this question. He said, "What makes you happy, Rosalind? What gives you the greatest happiness?" And I said, without a doubt, I couldn't wait. I said, "Dogs and roses." He said, "But what about them?" It's just, anywhere I go, I walk down the street, and it doesn't matter whether I'm home in another country around the world. If I see a dog, obviously my face melts, and it's just like a message from above saying, it just keep smiling. Life can't be that bad if you see a smiling dog in your face. And the rose bit is many people know me as in a rush and a hurry and never taking out time to smell the coffee. But when I go out and I take care of the roses in my gardens or the neighbors who live around me, it's like the clock stops. I forget about the to-do list. I forget about the 1,000 people I should call or who I should be following up with or what I need to do. And there's beauty in the world. If we really stop to appreciate the beauty in the world, it's really out there, but we got to open up our eyes. And I've never found two roses that are more like one another. And the beauty of the rose is, at the bottom, it has its stem, and its stem is filled with thorns. And thorns are prickly. They hurt your fingers. But it's also, to me, it's a metaphor of life and the hardships and the struggles we face and the things that don't go right, the things that we have to pull ourselves up when they don't go well. And on the top of it is this beautiful, elegant rose. And there's no two roses the same. just as the hard times never last forever, the same thing as a beautiful blossom. It fades and it goes away. Because life is always a point in transition. It's always moving. But you have to have one to go ahead and appreciate the other. And the amazing thing when I really started researching them, because I love education, I love learning, is both of them have healing effects. You know, if
that's
you go to
true.
Us,
that's very, very true. Yes.
You know,
as a matter of fact,
happy,
you know,
go ahead.
They have animals in hospitals for that reason. You know, people love to pet them, and you get the rush, you know, the lift from the encounter with something that's warm and fuzzy and cuddly, and it actually does promote the dopamine, the good feeling hormones that are in a person, and the same is true when you're smelling roses. You know, roses, they have this sensory effect on you. I mean, of course, the perfume is something that we can all enjoy. But, you know, roses, and I love your analogy about how the thorns, you know, represent, you know, the struggles that we all have in life. You don't get through life without having some kind of rain in your life. And the good part about having the rain is that the sunshine comes afterwards. So we can appreciate the sunshine.
Right. You know, it's so true. You know, here's a funny analogy, and I just recently thought about it. It's we talk about the healing power of the pets. And there's a saying that if you spend 15 minutes petting a dog, it's almost better than human communication. But recently when my roses die, I pick up the petals. And I want you to think about this for a second. Have you ever caressed the rose petal in your hand? And what does it feel like? To me, it's just like touching a baby's face. They're both soft and warm, and it's just the almost unbelievable between the two of them. I was recently on an airplane, and I posted some pictures of the dogs I met at the airport. Oh, my God, they were so cute. There was chocolate, and there was cinnamon, and there was this beautiful little dog who I posted on my page who's been around for 20 years. Can you imagine that? A dog that's 20 years old?
Yes, in human years, he was quite advanced in age, comparatively speaking.
He's still around, and he's still going on, and it just happened to be funny, as it might seem. It was a veteran. You know, my book is actually going to benefit veterans, and I'm talking to this lady, and she said he had a previous owner for 7 years, and he came to her, and, you know, she had strokes, and the dog just immediately came up and, you know, just sat on her chest, and she sent it off to training, and it's been with her for 13 years, and she dresses him up in funny little clothes, and he's as cute as can be. And my current little dog that I have in my house right now, I wanted to see what it's like to have a foster dog. His name is Casper. I'm helping a lady who's a little out of times, and she found a place, but she couldn't find keep her dog with her, so we've got her for a couple months. And I was lamenting this morning as I was sitting outside doing my meditation with the dog, going to be sad when I lose this dog. This dog has just made me so happy just to have that comfort of that little guy sitting there on your lap. It's like this is the life. This is the life. But rescue dogs are pretty cool. We've had them got him on Halloween, and possibly by the end of January, he might be going back. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, dogs can be very special. As a matter of fact, with my organization, we had a four-legged Goodwill ambassador. Her name
really?
was Margarita, yes. And actually her mother had breast cancer, so I believe it was very significant how she happened to become a part of our organization. And she became a Goodwill ambassador because she was such a beautiful dog, very unusual combination of golden retriever, Roof, a wolf, and she had one other strain in her too, which I can't think of right this minute, but she was just stunned. Oh, she was a German Shepherd too. That
oh,
was
right,
it.
Right, right.
And so people always wanted to reach out and pet her, and that gave its owner, which is one of my very close friends, Marlon Northcutt, we call her Marley, an opportunity to talk about the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And so we wound up meeting Allison Barlow, who's now part of the community that I'm involved with. We're more or less considering it a sanctuary, where several of my friends have joined together in this unique community, and it's surrounded by roses because the property at one time belonged to my mother, and she had a special love of roses. In fact, she was very proud of her patent roses, and she knew all of the scientific names for them, and that's really how the name of my organization came to be, because of her love of roses. But because her actual name was Juanita Zara Espinosa Udine, not Rose. Some people think that, you know, she was probably named Rose, but no, that's not it at all. She just happened to love roses. And I found out that roses also have another significance. They're very spiritual. And if you look into the story of how Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to a Native American in Mexico, it's really the roses that were the proof that she had actually appeared, because she appeared when there was no possibility of roses growing because of the snow at that time. Mm-hmm. And so that was the explanation of her, or the proof of her appearance to the to the church at that time. And it's really quite a touching story, you know.
It sounds amazing. What I really love about you is every time I come to your show, we always learn so much about each other. I mean, it's amazing. You've got all these little bits and pieces that you pull out of just absolutely nowhere. It's kind of funny. I've traveled a little bit internationally, and I remember the different places I went to, and Rose is almost universally around the world. I was in Brazil or Argentina. I remember there was this special rose cream. I know that in Mexico there's something special and unique that they have. And if you were to get the essence of oil, because I was at a one of those events where they say that the essence of oils are the best, and she said the scent of a rose or rose oil is the most expensive. And funny as you may put it, I got married on January 6th, which is the Rose Bowl, figuring if there's a will, there's a way, and I'm going to go ahead and do it, even though there was that day I still had roses at my wedding.
Yes, well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I have many miracles actually that have happened, you know, over the years that are connected to roses. And one of them was when we had our 14th annual Rose Variety Art Show for the organization. And I had no idea where we were going to have it at the time. And a dear friend who's gone on to glory, his name is Jarvey Hutchison, knew about the Virginia Robinson's estates, which was the first luxury estate built in 1911, and it's located just north of the Beverly Hills Hotel on 6.5 acres. And we had approximately 4 weeks to put the whole event together. And guess where they placed the portion of the event?
Wow. That's
in front of the Rose Garden.
I thought,
my mom must be smiling down on us now, because, you know, the way things all came together was just really miraculous. And I figured, well, she must have had something to do with it, pulling some strings up there or something.
You know,
it was
it's
amazing.
They say that there's no accidents in life, and I want to just tell you a couple things about my trip, about these roses and dogs and veterans and things like that. One of the interesting thing was meeting all the dogs along the way, and I'm really in tune to veterans because they have a really special place in my heart. My father was a merchant marine, and I've had a number of students who told me, you know, harrowing stories of their work in the military. One of them, helped to send the people off from Camp Pendleton, and that was his job. Another person was a victim of Agent Orange, and he was talking about how all the people in his group had become victims of that, and the VA couldn't help. And the last most touching was a story about a student from SMC who, after the class was over, sent me an email, and he said, "I wanted to thank you for your teaching, Professor Khan, and I wanted to let you know what my job in the military was. I'm the one who knocks on the door and tells the family about the loss of their loved one." And so when I met this person on the cruise, and he told me when he came back from the war in Afghanistan and he was housed in North Carolina, that he got this rescue dog, he said a lot of other people have to go back to war just like I did, and they take their dog to kill centers. And so there it was, the dog. That's how the book came about, of going ahead and giving it to Dogs and Roses. But as I was on the plane, the guy sitting next to me, I was telling him about my book, and he says to me, "I'm flying all the way out from Maryland to come visit my daughter to help put her dog down." And he told me the story of how his daughter had gotten this thing from a Washington, back in Washington, D.C., as a rescue dog, and he dresses in all the funny clothes, and it was interesting watching it in its winter coat and this, that, and the other, and how it slept with her in her bed, and it was under hospice care, and he had taken care of its sibling, and he was there to go ahead and say, help her to say goodbye, and we're going to talk on Friday. But more touching was the conversation with the airline stewardess, who was so kind. I was talking about my book, and she said, "You know what American Airlines does for people in the military? They have this program, I think it's called Home Again, and they take people who fought in the war, and they fly them, all expenses covered, back to Washington, D.C. to see the memorial that's left to them." And then there's George Dinesi, the guy who was Sergeant Patrick, Dan Patrick in Forrest Gump's movie, who goes and brings entertainers to the troops in the world. And whoever would have thought in these small little conversations that these people that I'd meet in the conversations that we came across about dogs and roses, there were some beautiful flowers at the funeral, and they were saying, you know, we don't really have flowers in our funerals in my religion, but there was a couple of them there, and just they bring so much beauty and so much joy. It's amazing.
Yes, well, listen, Rosalind, I know you have many amazing stories to tell, and I'm looking at the clock, and it's just about time for us to move on down the road. And so before we leave, I would like for you to let them know about how they can meet you for your next book signing and where and when, and also can you give out your website?
Okay, so my next book signing is going to be January 6th here in Northridge at the Weiler's Restaurant. It's at Balboa Nordoff. It is from 3 to 5 p.m. All this information is on my webpage, rosalynkahn.com, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N. Last name is K-A-H-N.com. And if you can't find that and you go for a TED Talk, Bringing Language Comes to Life, Rosalyn Khan, it'll come right up. If you sign up on my webpage, you'll get a free gift. You can sign up for my newsletter that's just filled with wonderful information. And anybody who goes to my webpage today and goes ahead and signs up and gets one of those books, I'll send you a freebie to the first five people who go ahead and do that. I'll give you a copy of my first book as well. So for all those listeners that are out there, my holiday gift to everyone is to come to my webpage, sign up for the page, get a copy of the brand-new book, Dogs and Roses, and I will go ahead and send to you a copy of that. There's many exciting things in my world. I can't tell them all, but if you go to my page, you can find out when and where I'm going to be, including down in San Diego at Manny's event, Cervex, that is helping orphans and children who've been adopted in today's world. From the bottom of my heart, gratitude beyond words. I truly love the both of you, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is Rosalind Khan.
And, Rosalind, I know that Aretha Gray has been hosting with Jim, but I don't think that I heard you acknowledge her when you were making your acknowledgments.
I'm sorry. I appreciate you.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many so many people in the world. And Aretha, God bless your soul. You do a great job in helping bring this message to the world. And it's the two of you guys together that make the world better. Because as someone says, it's not the first half of your life that matters. It's the second half where it gets better and better. And both of you are testaments to going ahead and showing how that works.
Yes, they make a great duo. And I always am appreciative of being invited to have been a host on Radio Boomers Live. Actually, I'm on their time. But they've carved out a little niche for me. So anyway, here I am with Carmelita's Corner, and I'm enjoying it. And enjoying bringing all these wonderful guests on, such as yourself, Roslyn, and being able to have a platform for you to present information that is timely and pertinent and that can touch people's hearts and improve their lives in some way. So on that note, let us go on and continue success to you and best wishes with your book, Dogs and Roses. Thank you for having us as a part of your journey and being our guest.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out to me. And
looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Because we do it the easy way.
Yes, we do, Aretha. We do it the easy way. Hey, guys, I am the younger version of James Zulli.
It is.
Hey, Aretha, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm good. You know, I'm starting to really enjoy this show. I wanted to let everybody know that the numbers
Aretha, did you hear that? He's starting to enjoy the show. Isn't that nice after all this time? Eric, you enjoyed from day one. Every show is interesting.
I've loved it from day one. But what I was trying to get at is the numbers on this show is in the hundreds of thousands, and we're really getting some great responses and a lot of deals. Actually, a lot of business situations are coming about and coming around. The baby boomer market is a really huge market, and this is like the heartbeat of Easy Way right now for the baby boomer market. So Radio Boomers Live, awesome show. Hey, Dad, Aretha, so should I tell them the big news, or should we wait till next week?
Oh, I'm all for exposing good news.
Well, I am. Okay, so here we go. I'll do a little bit of the good news, and then we'll wait until next week. So I'm doing a couple new things, guys. I'm so appreciative of the Easy Way fam. That what I'm doing is, and again, I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody else, but I've been recognized as one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. I've been recognized by Congress. I've had an award named after me. I've been on national commercials. I have so many things happening, and people are looking up to me in the digital world. So I'm like, you know what? If that's the case, why don't I start spotlighting and highlighting and awarding people on social media? And so recently we just gave I'm doing a new idea, and it's called the Social Media Superstar. So we're watching for the social media superstars that are giving back and are really doing selflessness. Is that a word? Selflessness? Did I make up a word?
Selflessness. That's a lot.
kind of
are basically not being selfish, and we just highlighted Sidney Garcia. You know, he's really been helping a lot of people and doing a lot of things, and it's based upon our perspective on social media. It's based upon engagement, and you know, it's just our way of giving back to you guys. And you know, when we spotlight you, our influencers, and I mean, we deal with American Cancer Society, MasterCard, we worked with Lamborghini, you know, Gold Champagne, we worked with Wells Fargo, we worked with Domino's Pizza, we worked with, I mean, so many major brands at this point. You know, there's a lot of major quality influence that actually goes your direction when we do these spotlights. So I just kind of want to highlight the value of that. And right now, we're really getting a lot of great things happening. So the new news, am I speaking too fast? I know this is a baby boomer show. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know how it is with this baby.
Listening is one of the few things we can still do fast.
Okay, so the new news, guys, is I actually have compliance. I have permission to say the Easy Way MasterCard is coming soon. January.
Hey.
Get ready. So I also just got off the phone with American Cancer Society, and I'm not going to give that news yet, but let's just say that something's involved with that and the whole Easy Way Cares program. And then the big news is, you know, we've been doing Easy Way TV for quite some time. We've been building this up for a while. Easyway.tv. All I got to say is, if you're not registered, if you're not subscribed to Easyway.tv, you might want to do that, because we are going broadcast on television with a special channel and a special partner. We are going full-fledged broadcast, live broadcast for web TV, and we're going social TV really strong. We're creating a channel that's going to help you get sponsors. How cool is that? You know, there's just a lot of really cool situations and different, you know, and you're going to see a lot of events and things that we're going to be involved with that are going to help. Like, if you're in the beauty industry, for instance, we have something big coming up at the OC Allure, which we'll be doing like a grand opening in conjunction with Women of Achievement. I've just got off the phone with that. I mean, I'm giving some really inside stuff. So like, you'll get the really inside stuff if you're subscribed. And if you guys haven't subscribed to me yet and you want an interview, then, I mean, I have all these people coming to me wanting interviews. Well, if you're not subscribed, come on, man. You got to support your boy. Go subscribe to ericzuley.com, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You get pushed to the top of the list to be interviewed on my Easy Talk Live show that's on the Variety Channel and the Influencers Channel on Voice America, as well as my live stream show I do, Eyes on You. And so go subscribe to ericzuley.com. And there's just some big partners, some big people that are going to be announced. In fact, I just got off the phone with Huffington Post. I can't say much more than that, but they're very much behind us. Okay, so it's very exciting, and it's exciting in different categories. And we're going to be training people as we grew our brand, as we built what we did, as we grow and do what we're announcing in 2018, we're going to be training you guys to do the same thing if you're part of that Easy Way fam. So some exciting things. The radio radio situation, we're going to be inviting you guys on Facebook. Also, like all of our pages if you can, Easy Way TV, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting, and especially Easy Way Events, because that's where all the fun, exciting things are going to come. You're going to network. And we're going to be putting out so many testimonial stories and so many case studies of people that have gotten success by doing it the Easy Way. How can you not want to do it the Easy Way? Seriously, you know? And we're involved with over 45 signed up organizations that deal with high quality people, and more organizations keep coming to us wanting to play, and we're taking affiliate marketing to a whole nother level. So it's really exciting. And Retha, we really appreciate you. And you're going to be at the November 30th event at the Staples Center, right?
You know my calendar. I never know, but that's always the plan.
I was testing you, Retha. Are you subscribed to the Easy Way calendar, to the Eric Zuley calendar? No, you're not. Otherwise, you'd know about that.
No, I'm not.
Boo. Well, let's try to get those.
I'm subscribed to so much Easy Way stuff. What can I tell you? You're everywhere.
There's a lot, but it's exciting doors that we're opening.
World, you know?
But yeah, so November 30th, guys, Staples Center.
You're making it a little easier for everybody to enter this new world, because there's so much stuff going on, people's heads are spinning.
That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, and doing it the easy way,
you're
going to
learn. We're playing with the virtual 4D laser interactive holograms now, too, so that's going to be exciting.
We got to get one of those.
Yeah, if you guys go to Easy Way TV on Facebook and you look at the Facebook page, you'll see we recently released two interviews of some people that we work with that were actually at the space station, the space center. Dad, you were with her, Mary Duda. I can't remember the name of the big space center, but they were talking about the 4D technology. We also have the video game stuff coming out. And I mean, we really have some very exciting things coming out. And as we do what we do, we're letting you guys follow us. And all you need to do is follow the live streams on Facebook Live. And we're going to start actually doing a direct Facebook live stream show in like a regular date and time pretty soon. We'll be putting that out probably in December, January.
Cool.
And, you know, people are really digging the live streams and the people they get to meet, and they're learning a lot of things. I have people coming up to me all the time now saying, wow, like, you know, I love what you said on this live stream, or I love what you said on stage. I learned a lot from you. When's your next one? You know, and that's kind of the point.
Oh, yeah, that's just it. And a lot of people don't know a lot of the stuff that's going on out there. You're seeing them standing around at some of these events with these glasses on, and they're falling over thinking that, you know, it's so real, some of this three-dimensional stuff. And then how to use it in business and get things out there. It's amazing. But anyway, it looks like we kind of hit our end of the time zone here. So Radio Boomers Live, people, remember, keep the faith and keep healthy. It doesn't take two times to get up off the couch. All you got to do is keep moving and grooving. So at that,
that's
guys,
right.
Farewell till next week from Radio Boomers Live, from Reith and Eric and I. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you next Monday.
Toodles.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.